Terry's chapter 9, Mishnah 3. Nigmarat Melachtan, when the olives, when their preparation is finished and they're in the press and they're ready to be pressed over there, Saharei Elu Mukshar, and they are rendered susceptible by moisture they exude. That's what we've been doing up until now. Naflu Alay Mashkin, and if liquids fall on them at this point, then Tzman, they will become impure because they're susceptible to that impurity. Hamoichel Hayotzi Mehen, if the sap that exudes from them, so the sap that comes out of the olives. So does it have the status of a liquid or not? Not oil. I mean, I don't know what the difference is, the sap. Rabbi Eliezer Matar, Rabbi Eliezer says that they remain pure. That's not considered a liquid that would render them susceptible to impurity. The Chachamim Matamim, but the rabbi said is a liquid that would render them susceptible to impurity. I'm Rabbi Shimon, he says, Lo nechelku al hamoichal hayotzi min azaisim. He says, they're not arguing about the sap that exudes from the olives in the vat. Shoe tower. That is pure, everybody agrees. That's not considered a liquid. Valma nechleku, what are they arguing about? Ala yotzi min abor, what the sap that comes out of what comes out of the vat, meaning the sap remaining in the vat after the oil has been removed. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says is matahir, is pure, v'chachomim matamin, and the sages rule impure. So it brings over here that the Lucha doesn't follow this later opinion of Rabbi Shimon. It's the chachomim as interpreted by the first Tana. So the first Tana, they said the sap is impure, that it does render the olives impure, and it doesn't matter where the olives are.